Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The consumer genetic testing company 23andMe can tell you about your ancestry. Now, it might also be able to tell you something about your future. Federal regulators have given the company the go-ahead to tell consumers directly if they're at higher risk for 10 different diseases, including late-onset Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Here's 23andMe CEO Anne Wojcicki during an interview for the website Makers.
Genetic testing is a lot like your cholesterol test. Your genetic information can tell you you are potentially high risk for something, just like a cholesterol test, but doesn't mean you're definitely going to get it.
Well, with us now, with more, is Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Hi there, Carrie.
Hey there, Meghna.
Okay, so the cholesterol analogy aside, this all feels like a major step forward. What are the diseases 23andMe can now test for?
Well, so you already mentioned Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. Also, eventually, they'll be doing celiac disease. Then there are some less familiar ones, some rare blood clotting disorders, early onset primary dystonia, that's a movement disorder, and hereditary hemochromatosis. That's when too much iron builds up in your body. And I agree with you. Yeah, it is a notable step. You know, this decision by the FDA to let 23andMe estimate people's risks of disease based on their DNA is kind of like the latest milestone in this, what I see as like a new aspect of the human condition, mm-hmm. that for as little as a couple of $100 and some saliva that we spit into a tube, we can look into our own genes and maybe get some odds about our health risks.
Okay, but that's an important distinction, right? Because 23andMe says they'll be estimating your risk of developing the diseases, not just whether or not you'll get it for sure.
Definitely not whether you'll get it for sure. Right. And you know, that's been a big concern among doctors and researchers about how we, the general public, will handle our DNA information. And I'd basically sum it up as, look, will we freak out, right? Like, and will the medical system freak out? Because, well, for example, if you found out you were at higher risk for Parkinson's disease, would you fall into a deep depression, for example? Or if you found out you were at higher risk for heart disease, would you demand inappropriate medication from your doctor or want frequent tests to see how you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, human beings just historically have never been good at understanding what a risk estimate actually means. But right. But Carrie, step back with me for a second, because hadn't 23andMe been doing something like this for like hundreds of diseases years ago?
Yes. So they broke new ground with this. This was starting back in 2007. They were trying to do it for hundreds of diseases. But then back in 2013, the FDA said, stop. They said, we don't want you providing this information on disease risk. And the FDA questioned whether these risk summaries that they were giving people were valid. And also the agency expressed concerns that people could really misunderstand. Mm-hmm. So what's new now is that the FDA has said, okay, you know, we're persuaded that 23andMe can give people their disease risks on these 10 diseases.
Okay, so that's one of the major things that's changed. 23andMe mm-hmm. convinced the FDA. But what else has changed more broadly in the sort of world of genetic testing?
Well, actually, to back up to what 23andMe did, what they did was loads of work to try to respond to the FDA's concerns. They, you know, they worked a lot with focus groups and experts, and they were just trying to craft and calibrate messaging that just about everybody could understand about this, as you noted, this very hard thing to understand. What is your risk and what does it mean? And also since then, more broadly, there's been more research. So I spoke with Dr. Robert Green of Brigham and Women's and Harvard. He's a leading researcher on what happens when people have their DNA analyzed. And he says, yes, there is concern, but the research mostly finds that most people who get this information do not freak out.
They're generally people who have quickly and maybe even unconsciously assessed whether they're going to have some sort of catastrophic reaction to this information. And by and large, they do that assessment pretty well.
And Robert Green has worked for years on studies that looked at how people reacted to finding out, for example, that they were at higher risk for Alzheimer's disease. They generally responded pretty well. And he also sees a real sea change just in the field. Like, it used to really frown on telling people that their DNA showed a heightened risk for a disease when there was no treatment for it.
Such as Alzheimer's.
Right. Nothing you can do. But it's become more accepted that if people want this information, they should just get it. And Green says that one one key is just to understand yourself. Like, can you handle it? Can you be philosophical if you find out you have a heightened risk of something? Or will it darken your days for a long time? And in terms of 23andMe, he has a big tip for people who are thinking about getting their DNA tested. It's read the website.
This is one of those situations where you do actually want to spend some time and read the text and try your best to understand what it is you might be purchasing and what it is you've recently gotten.
Okay, so there's so much to dig into there, but I just want to make one other point before we do that. Mm-hmm. You can always get follow-up tests, right? I mean, like 23andMe, you can go to your doctor and get more detailed lab-based DNA diagnostic tests, right?
Right, absolutely. And that's the point, that these DNA tests are not diagnostic.
Right.
They're just telling your risk. So yes, and in fact, that's what usually happens, is you go for the diagnosis. But you know, then for the poor doctor, they're facing a challenge because you come in with your 23andMe results, right? We spoke with Dr. Aubrey Malunsky from the Center for Human Genetics in Cambridge, and he says he's seeing patients come in with results from 23andMe, and they're not necessarily reliable or accurate in reference to the future. So they come in with a lot of papers, and then he has to deal with them.
Okay, so back to that reading the website part. I have to say, this all sounds great, except I'm a privacy freak. There's no way I would do this. How do we know what the company's going to do with the information?
Well, I mean, the genetics companies say they really value your privacy. Personally, I'd be fine with my data being shared with researchers. But again, comes back to reading the fine print, read the website, check the agreement if you're going to do it.
Or if you're a privacy freak like me, don't do it at all. But that's your choice. Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Thank you, as always, Carrie.
You're welcome.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.